I wonder if half of these they would still be able to give now.
No way. No, right? No way, no how. I can't even imagine.
We keep my senior yearbook here just for fun, because every once in a while we'll pull it out and like kind of reference it. And in the news, it was saying that there's a new study out that says that so-called class clowns may also be the most intelligent students. They found that strong humor skills during adolescence may be a sign of high intelligence. So I was laughing because, you know, the senior superlatives, I was runner up for class clown. I pulled out my yearbook because I was like, let me look at these superlatives again. Let me remember. I was runner up for class clown. Yeah. I was number one for loudest. I guess that's not that big of a surprise. And then I was also two for class dreamer. But I was class dreamer because I would sleep through first and second period every day.
I got to be honest. I don't remember my high school or any school experience where they had runners up for superlatives.
Yeah. Look.
It's the funniest thing.
Yeah.
No, I believe you. If you tell me that it happened, yes, I believe you completely.
Well, we do have my yearbook here, 1998.
I knew you were happy to see the story up there about class clowns. I knew that made you feel great.
Because, you know, I feel like class clown always had a negative connotation.
Well,
right?
Sure. You're disruptive. I mean, you're messing up the class. The only time that it's actually a bonus is in the yearbook and now after reading this article.
Yeah. And it makes a lot of sense because if that you can be, you know, strong humor skills means you're a genius.
It makes a lot of sense to you right now. Right.
But I'm looking at these superlatives and I'm like, man, like we had tallest. Shortest. What? Like, what? That's not nice.
Never do that again. No. Yeah, they wouldn't do that. Best couple puts a little pressure on them.
Right.
Right. Like, there's a lot of things in there.
I'm looking at quietest.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the names, and I don't know who any of them are. I don't remember them.
That's so sad.
Isn't that sad?
That is sad, and that's why they shouldn't do those things anymore.
Right.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's eye-opening.
Who knew that you were going to dip your toe into this pond and we were going to come out feeling so dirty on the other side?
Right. And how do you vote for who's most gullible? Do they still do that?
Right. Ew, we ripped that guy off while we were doing the yearbook committee three times. He gave us all his lunch money three times. He's definitely the most gullible.
But they're saying that what you did get as a superlative has a lot to do with your career as you move on later in life, because it's kind of like an early indicator.
Okay.
So it makes us wonder, what was your superlative if you got one when you were in high school?
Mm.
And what do you do now for a living? Does it go hand in hand? 1-800-330-9999. Looking at our text line, I got best smile and most photogenic. I'm a nurse now. No correlation.
No, not really.
No, not really.
No, there's not a correlation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to be a nice person. It's good that you have a nice smile.
Yeah.
Makes me feel better if you're about to stab me with a needle or if I'm in there in a bad situation. On the other hand, you didn't need an award for it.
1-800-330-9999. If you got a superlative in high school, what was it? There's this, and what do you do now for a living is the most important part. There's a study out that said that the class clowns are also the most intelligent students because they found that strong humor skills during adolescence can be a sign of high intelligence, which leads to greater success later in life, which made me laugh. And of course, I had to bring it up because I was class clown. I was runner up class clown.
That's right. You weren't the champion of being class clown. What was the champion? What are they doing with their life now?
Shanna sells essential oils and stuff.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, I see that direct correlation now.
Yeah.
I mean, if I wasn't in the principal's office, I was definitely making noise in a classroom. So it is funny how those things work out. Would I say I was the most intelligent of my classmates? No. No, I would not.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your superlative?
Hi, good morning. I was voted most dramatic because I did all the theater.
And what do you do now?
Well, I teach preschool.
Well, you'd have to deal with a lot of drama.
Right. There's plenty of drama there. That's for sure.
Plenty of drama. And I still sing. So it's it kind of goes hand in hand.
That's good. I love singing. Nobody allows me to do it.
But. Never.
Right.
Because he's terrible at it.
But I still.
Not even on the radio?
No.
Oh,
that's the worst.
Certainly not on the radio.
That's the number one place they tell me not to do it.
Here's a true story.
I still enjoy it.
We got called into a meeting years ago, and it was a dead serious meeting, and they said, we need you both to stop singing on the air.
Yep.
And that was a real thing, and now we're never allowed to.
It's true.
Well, talking is fine.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it.
You guys do it good.
Have a great day.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your high school superlative?
My high school superlative was I was voted best eyes.
Don't you feel like everybody with the blue eyes always won best eyes?
I mean, do you have blue eyes?
No. Oh, yeah. Do you have blue eyes?
I have green eyes.
There you go.
Okay. Representing the green eyes.
That's right. I have green eyes.
You have green eyes?
They're like hazel, but they're mostly green.
They're dark, though. Yeah, I guess.
Yes, like a dark green.
Yeah.
Don't look at them too long. You don't want to fall in love with your work, brother.
Right. Freedom, please. All right, what is your career?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, I guess you need to have good eyes to be a nurse, but not pretty eyes. It doesn't matter.
You just need to be able to actually see, right?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your high school superlative?
Oh, well, of course, I was the most likely to succeed.
I always thought that that was a lot of pressure because everyone is going to be looking at you for the rest of your life to see, did you actually succeed because you worked so hard in high school?
You got to crush the reunion, right? Yeah. You got to crush it.
So what is your job now?
I'm a pharmacist. I'm a successful pharmacist. I did succeed.
Oh, well, that worked out well.
Yeah, that's good, right? People from the town still see you, which is nice, too.
Exactly.
And if you've got one of those pharmacies where your area is like 2 feet above everybody else's, it does feel a little bit superior, right? Remember that? When all pharmacies, it was like a step up, Anna.
Right.
Like it was physically, they were higher than you. I have no idea why they built them like
that. Well, to keep it safe so they don't get their hands on anything.
Is that it? Okay.
Yes.
I guess it's the same reasoning behind like Bon Jovi when they're on stage, I suppose. Right. You and Bon Jovi, the same, right?
Here you go.
Most likely to be like Bon Jovi when they grow up.
1-800-330-9999. What was your superlative and what do you do now for a living? I just looked up Shane on our Facebook page. He won best looking.
You're telling people's names.
Right?
I mean, it's wrong.
They're saying that your superlative that you get in high school has a lot to do with your success as you get older. And if you were class clown, you're probably one of the most intelligent students in the whole school.
I mean, I don't know about that, but tell me about what's going on with Shane now. He was best looking?
Yeah, Shane was one best looking and Mary won best looking. I still see Mary. Mary is beautiful still to this day, but I haven't seen Shane since probably we graduated high school.
Uh-huh.
And he looks exactly the same, except he hasn't posted a picture on Facebook in like 8 years, so I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, it fell off now. Now he's got the cul-de-sac haircut.
I don't know.
That's what's going on there.
He was handsome 8 years ago. So we're wondering, 1-800-330-9999, if you got a superlative in high school, what was it, and what do you do for a living now? I'm laughing, too, because I have my yearbook in front of me. Class Sweethearts was Kristen and Chris, which, FYI, they both spelled their names K-R-I-S. Yeah.
You know what that means? Together forever.
But they are.
EVA.
They're married and have 3 kids.
Wow. So
that was from high school.
That is nice. See that? You made fun of them because you were jealous of the fact that they had a wonderful union.
I never made fun of them. They were very sweet and kind. On text, Caitlin said she won most fashionable and now she's a fashion recruiter.
That's cool.
Maybe there's something to be said about this. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your superlative?
Actually, I got biggest flirt when I graduated.
Oh, I don't know if that's a good one to get. I was always surprised that schools did that one, right?
Yeah. So like when you go back, it didn't age well, right? Now,
yeah.
I doubt they're doing it this year. I would
don't
say
know.
That. Right. And then when your spouse is flipping through your yearbook with you, they're like, oh, biggest flirt, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so like, yeah, you're Mr. Scumbag now is what it is. Now if they look back, I mean, then it was a badge of honor. That year you were like, yeah, ladies. But now you're like, oh, I'm a creep.
So what do you do for a living now?
Corporate finance.
Are you a creep at corporate finance? Are you a flirt? Are you the office flirt?
You know, some things you got to grow out of. So I chose to kind of grow up there.
Okay. All right.
It's a smart move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or HR is right down the hall.
Exactly. Like HR is listening. What are you talking about? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your high school superlative?
Life of the party.
Oh, that's a fun one to get.
Yeah.
And what do you do now for a living?
My husband and I, we own and run a really great restaurant.
That works out.
Right, yeah. I mean, that makes sense, right? You're the hostess, right? You get to create this area where people come and spend time. That's cool. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And have a really great time, yeah. Like, I love it.
See, sometimes they go hand in hand.
Hey, Ann Raven, what was your superlative in school?
Well, I was actually told that I wasn't going to be anybody in the world and I was going to be a failure.
You know what? So, I mean, there's plenty of people that had that experience with teachers or some sort of guidance counselor, too. And a lot of times that can be used as a very powerful motivator, too, right?
I agree.
If you tell me I can't do it, Anna, what do?
We do it.
They're damn right. We double down. We go harder.
Right. But they made, like, people had a vote on class failure because that seems really inappropriate.
Yeah, that would be wrong.
Right.
That would be wrong.
And how many people voted for you for class failure?
Right.
It's terrible.
Do you remember their names?
Quite a couple.
Let's go get them.
Right. What do you do now? Did you succeed?
I have a successful career in fashion.
There we go.
There you go.
Done and done.
Right?
And a cool career, too.
Right. Tell those suckers to eat it.